Hello everybody, Garbor here. Now, before we get on with Electrical Language number 133, I need to make an apology. It's Monday evening, the 28th of July 2008. I did record the podcast yesterday and the day before and upload it, but I made a mistake. I had to take the podcast down and I'm about to re-edit one bit, but we'll get to that in a moment. For now, let's carry on with Electrical Language number 133.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Julian Golden, and when I'm not rocking out with David Arkenstone in a candle, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
Good evening everybody. Well, it's evening as I record this. It's Saturday evening. It's the 26th of July 2008. Not sure when I'm going to finish this. It may carry on until tomorrow for reasons I'll explain later. Anyway, hi, I'm Garbor Kovacs, as you probably know. Welcome, by the way, if you're a new listener, but you are listening to Electrical Language number 133. And this is something I've played before. It's The Path by Alex Chunyaev.
Thank you.
And in fact, it's now 24 hours later. Yes, it's, it's just after 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. I never managed to do much more yesterday than record that introduction and put those first two songs together. And I shall explain why a bit later on in this podcast. But anyway, it's been a glorious weekend actually here in Hampshire on the southern coast of the United Kingdom. Two really hot days. Meant to do a lot of work in the garden, but it was just really baking hot and not very, not conducive to working outside without getting heat stroke. But anyway, that was the excuse for my laziness. So anyway, what have we heard so far? We started off with a song I played a year and a half or so ago, The Path by Alex Tyunyaev. Alex, as you can guess from his name, is from Moscow in the Russian Federation. And that song, I think I said, was called The Path. And that just sort of came up on my playing the MP3 player on a bit of random shuffle. Song I previously used to open a podcast. And looking at Alex's MySpace page, I see that he has a new album out in June this year called I Knew Her. It's released on the amazing experimental music label from the UK, Cold Spring Records, and a 40 minute long journey of heart-melting, melancholic and neo-symphonic splendour, full of choirs, strings and neoclassical orchestration. Well, that song, The Path, was taken from that's an earlier recording. So if you enjoyed that, do check out Alex Tyunyaev. You can find him at alextyunyaev.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. It's A-L-E-X and then T-I-U-N-I-A-E-V.com or myspace.com/AlexTyunyaev. And that went into... So this is where I fade out what I recorded yesterday. Yesterday being Sunday, today being Monday. So you've heard right at the beginning, me on Monday, then after the theme tune, me on Saturday, then after those two songs, me on Sunday. This is getting really confusing, more confusing in the time sequencing than Doctor Who. Anyway, the reason for the edit is that I played that second song twice, rather than two different songs by Gillian Golden. What happened was that on Saturday when I recorded the first part, for reasons that I know I got to yesterday, and you'll hear a little bit later on after the next couple of songs. Anyway, on Saturday when I recorded the first part, I had the running order of the six songs all mapped out. And then there was a last minute change, and I swapped round in the running order the songs that were originally second and third. And I forgot to note that down. So, started with the Alex Tyunyaev song, which is always number one. Then I played Shadows, which is the name of that second song by Gillian Golden, which was originally third in the running order. So when on Sunday I came to record the rest, I forgot, because I hadn't noted it down, that I'd swap around those two songs. And I just blithely picked up where I went on, recorded the audio bit describing those two songs, and then played again as song number three, Shadows again by Gillian Golden. So it was only when after I'd uploaded it and whatever and put the whole podcast to bed, or so I thought, towards the end of Sunday evening, that I listened to it and realised I'd played the same song twice. Not very clever of me, was that? Now anyway, Gillian Golden. Yep, that song was Shadows by Gillian Golden. Gillian Golden is from Philadelphia, which is in Pennsylvania, in the United States. And her music, it has that sort of ethereal feel to it. It's a really good album she's got called Origins that I've been listening to and really enjoying this week. She's classically trained, and that shows in that she has, she performs in opera, and if you look at her CV, she's got that, and I suspect she continues to have that string to her bow, as it were. But more recently, she's been working with a producer who goes by the stage name of Zircon, a remixer, composer and producer of electronic music. And that has the combination with Gillian's vocals and the songs that she writes has led to that wonderful music, very polished, very, very well produced, but I really love the percussion sound to it. The album, as I said, is called Origins, and that's well worth listening to. Other people have commented about some of the obvious influences. I'll just say that it's quite clear that the Orinoco flows through it. So anyway, if you want to find out more about Gillian Goldin, look at gilliangoldin.com, which is gilliangoldin.com, or myspace.com/GillianSongs, gilliansongs. Do listen to more of her songs on those websites and spaces, and you know what to do. If you like it, send her an email, buy a CD. The album, as I said, Origins, really enjoyable and well worth it. So anyway, this is coming towards the end of the section I'm doing as an edit on Monday, and I'm going to play in a moment the second Gillian Goldin song, which originally was intended to be the first Gillian Goldin song, hence my mistake when recording yesterday, and that song is called Twilight Chaser. And then after that, you'll hear the podcast is taken over by various Canadians, so you'll hear from now on, after the Gillian Goldin song, it's back to what I recorded yesterday on Sunday. Anyway, sorry about the mess up, and particularly sorry if you're one of the 28 people who downloaded Electrical Language number 133 in its original faulty edition. Keep hold of that file, because who knows, that may be a collector's item, a rarity some point in the future, and you'll be able to flog it on eBay for 15 pence or something like that. Anyway, enough of me, Gillian Goldin, Twilight Chaser.
you're in this race, you're facing what you dream. It's in the scheme, just out of sight.
I'm Mick Torbay from the Free Press, and you're listening to what is this, Hungarian or something? Electric Language. Köszönöm szépen. Jó napot kívánok.
I'll do
Well, it's surprising how often I say after I've played a song on the podcast, how often I say, well, wasn't that song just fantastic? But then actually, thinking about it as I said it, it's not really surprising because, after all, one of my criteria for selecting music to play on the podcast is that I like the music that I play. And so there we are. But that song, Love and Wonder by the Free Press, is actually one of my all-time favourites that I've played on Electrical Language, even though I've played it just once before. And I don't quite know why I've only played it once. But I had that song for a while last year, and I knew for 10 podcasts or so that I was keeping it as the final song in Electrical Language number 100 to sort of go out with a bang. And in fact, it ended up being the final song in Electrical Language number 100 part 2, because I ended up having, I think it was 18 songs to play in that sort of celebration podcast. And if you go back to podcast 100 part B, I think I called it, or Telp 100B, you'll hear that song being introduced by JD of the Free Press, who went into some depth explaining what it was all about. So I commend that to you. There's this is me selling my own podcast. Go and listen to both parts of podcast number 100. Anyway, that was the Free Press, and they're from Toronto in Ontario in Canada. There are five of them: Alex Oliveira, percussion and vocals; Len Otterson, guitars and vocals; Jesse Pitcher, guitars and vocals; James Dallas Smith, vocals and guitars; and Mick Torbay, who you heard between those last two songs, on bass and vocals. I played that because I checked out the Free Press's MySpace page earlier this week, having realised that I hadn't done so for 3 or 4 months. And the reason I had been checking out the Free Press regularly is that I knew they were working on an album, and blow me if the Free Press, their album Half Truths and Whole Lies, hasn't come out. It was out in May of this year and I missed its launch. Anyway, I've placed my order, and so hopefully that's coming soon. But I couldn't wait to play the Free Press again. And so Love and Wonder, which I think is a real top song and deserves to be a serious hit in my view, excellent pop song, there it is for you. Now, the Free Press, just to let you know, they comprise a TV star, a political analyst, an award-winning comedian, a marketing weasel, and a guy with no employment history worth writing down. Alternatively, there's a First Nations Canadian, I like that one, First Nations Canadian, an ex-con, a seasoned session player, a pilot, and frankly, several who've struggled through tough relationships successfully and otherwise. So that's the Free Press, and that's what they're all about. We're staying in Canada, actually, in this podcast, because we're moving on to Brad Sucks, who's from Ottawa, which is also in Ontario, so presumably just down the road, mere 100 or so miles away. No idea what just down the road is in Canadian terms. But anyway, Brad Sucks is Brad himself. He's from Ottawa. He played some pretty good stuff, and I don't know why I haven't played more Brad Sucks than I have, because I think it was podcast number 10 I played a Brad Sucks song, and why haven't I played any sooner? Anyway, what I'm going to play for you is a song called Taking Out the Trash, which I got via Magnitude, and it's remixed, and this is going completely from memory. I'll put this in the show notes to get it correctly, but I think it's something like the Bill Berry remix. I could well have got that completely wrong, so do check out the show notes. Anyway, this is Taking Out the Trash by Brad Sucks, remixed by Bill Berry, or maybe by someone else. Anyway, here it is.
Yeah.
So yes, while that song was playing, I've checked out. It was indeed the Bill Berry mix, so my memory can't be getting that bad. The song is in fact called Time to Take Out the Trash. So there we are. I forgot to tell you where you can find the Free Press. Their website is freepressmusic.com, and their web myspace.com/freepressmusic. I've heard several songs from the album Half Truth and Whole Lies, and I am so looking forward to receiving that one through the mail shortly. So that's that. As always, if you like any of the music that you hear on this podcast, you know what to do. Click on the links in the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk. Go to the artist's websites or MySpace pages, find a way of getting in contact with them, let them know just how much you've enjoyed their music, let them know where you've heard their music, and if you've got any spare money, buy something. That's what I do. Now, yeah, I was going to tell you about why this podcast has ended up really being recorded right at the end of the weekend. I like to record usually on Saturday mornings, sometimes on the Friday evening. Now, it's fairly late on Sunday evening, towards the end of Sunday evening. Well, yesterday I did try and do some gardening. It was glorious weather, glorious day. We got some big jobs to do, and I probably did several bursts of about 20 minutes long before deciding it was far too hot, and otherwise wimping out to come inside, have a cold drink, cool down before starting off again. And then yesterday evening, Jessica had four of her friends around for a sleepover, so we had a house full of teenage girls, and I sat down to start recording, and I managed that little bit that I did right at the beginning before the first song. And then yeah, every time I tried to record something, there were just shrieks of gales of laughter and other sort of girly noises, the girls having fun, coming from other parts of the house, and it just wasn't working. So I thought I'd shelve that and do it today. And then today the hot weather continued, and well, we've been out. We did a bit of tidying up this morning, had Caroline's father around for lunch, which we ate outside in the garden on the patio, and then we decided after lunch to go round to his place, drive over there. One of Caroline's sisters was there with baby niece, not quite a year old, and so we enjoyed the good weather, came home, and I got straight on to doing this podcast. So that's the reason. Next week's I think I've got sorted out, and then I've got I think four podcasts I have to record in the course of the next week and a bit, because I'm going to take a 4-week break from podcasting, and I'm going to try and put up the podcasts regularly in one way or another. We're going away for 2 weeks in the middle of all that, but I'm just going to enjoy the summer off, listen to CDs, both PodSafe and non-PodSafe, and just generally sort of recharge the batteries a bit before coming back to the regular podcasting routine in September. But in the meantime, I've been making notes and sketching out the podcast I'm going to put out in August. Next week's is going to be an acoustic one, and I've got some good stuff, some good new stuff for that. And then after that, I'm going to be reading the collection of PodSafe CDs and trying to bring you new songs and maybe some old songs by bands I've played in the last few months, but that's what's coming up for you. Anyway, let's close out with another song by Brad Sucks from Ottawa. I need to tell you actually his website, bradsucks.net, bradsucks.net, and myspace.com/bradsucks. This is a new song, it's called Fake It.
I'll be your mom.
Well, I don't know if I've ever previously finished a podcast at 9:10 on a Sunday evening, but there we are. That's it. Thank you so much to Alex Chunyaev, Gillian Golden, The Free Press, and Brad Sucks for the music. Thank you for downloading and listening. Goodbye. I'm not afraid to